Good morning. We now present the Bible for Today News Report of the Air, heard every Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 8:30 over the same station, sponsored by the Bible for Today, offices at 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. Your speakers for the broadcast today are Dr. and Mrs. D.A. Waite of the Bible for Today staff. We believe Hebrews 4:12, which states, "For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." We invite you to join us every Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 8:30 as we seek to use the Word of God, the Bible, and apply first-century Christianity to the problems of today. Write us for your free copy of our catalog of materials, Why the Bible for Today, and a copy of our Bible for Today news report. Write a card or letter today, just address it, Bible for Today, Collingswood, New Jersey. And now, our poem. What's the title, Mrs. Waite?
The Blood of His Cross, based on Colossians 1:20.
Let us say it, and you can write for it if you want it. The blood of His cross, oh, how precious and holy. It covers the sin of the lost, guilty one.
It avails for the souls of our innocent children and those who are sick and weak and undone.
The blood of His cross, that blessed cleansing flow, we are by its crimson made whiter than snow.
It availeth forever. Its power will abide. That life stream from Calvary that flowed from His side.
Well, that's by Gertrude G. Sanborn, The Blood of His Cross. Write us for it, Bible for Today, Collingswood, New Jersey. And now, the Bible, personal dedication. Would you open your Bible with us, please, at this time, to Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8. Isaiah, the prophet, who knew God, who loved the Lord, said, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me." Now Isaiah was a prophet of the Lord. He knew the Lord. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, my friend, you can put yourself in Isaiah's place. You can take the place of that prophet almost in that Old Testament setting. The Lord had a need for someone to go for Him in His place. Isaiah, the dedicated servant of the Lord, at once volunteered. He said to the Lord, "Here am I, send me." Notice the excuses which Isaiah did not offer to the Lord. We hear a lot of excuses why we cannot serve Jesus Christ today in the church and those that love the Lord Jesus, those that are saved. In the first place, Isaiah did not say, "Lord, please postpone your mission for a while because I'm not yet ready." He was ready. We must be ready too, to do anything which the Lord might send us to do. In our day-to-day lives in any other time, semper paratus is the Latin motto, always ready. It's a motto of one of our great military organizations in our nation. But this should be our condition, always ready to do what the Lord wants, when He wants it done. Then in the second place, Isaiah didn't say, "Lord, so I have just the man or woman for you, for I know he'll do it well." No, he didn't say that. He didn't say, "Go down the block and knock on the third door from the corner, you'll find another missionary better than I am." He did not try to find some other person to do the work that the Lord had for him and just what he was capable of doing. Well, when the Lord makes it clear that His work needs to be done, whether witnessing or passing a tract or teaching a class or preaching or going to the old folks' home or whatever it may be, we must take it personally and not pass the buck to others. Can you say, "Here am I, send me"? If you're trusting Christ as your Savior, I hope this is your dedication personally to Him. And now, for today.
Current comments for concerned Christians. ERA, poor showing in last 6 months.
The so-called Equal Rights Amendment, by the way, it was defeated in both New Jersey and New York in this last election, general election. The ERA has been adopted by 32 states, but rejected by 15 during the last 6 months. As far as we're concerned, that's good, because we feel Equal Rights Amendment is not good for womanhood.
4 million babies murdered since 1973.
quote, an estimated 4 million unborn babies have been killed by abortion in the United States since January 22nd, 1973. We think this is very, very appalling. We take a position on the Bible for Today as being against abortion. If you're interested in some of the materials on this, why we're against it, an entire book on abortion, an abortion handbook, and what's wrong with abortion, write us today. We'll send it to you. You wives and mothers, dads and moms, wherever you may be, write us and ask for the book on abortion, Bible for Today, Collingswood, New Jersey. And now, From the Tent Door by Mrs. Waite.
We are concluding Mirror, Mirror on the Wall. We who have godly biblical standards buck the world's measure of rightness. Doubly sad when we must row against the current of compromising Christian parents who have raised their oars and have given in to peer pressure from the polluted river of worldliness. And we who are trying to hold that line are made to look like monsters, fuddy-duddies, in our children's eyes. I'm afraid that some, in order to be loved by their children, conform to the world. No wonder Lot's sons-in-law laughed at the joke of impending danger and destruction. Whoever spoke of sin? Lot had become like Sodom, letting his family look, act, and be like the town. As he pled and pulled his own to flee that doomed city, they blinked in disbelief. How much Lot's family mirrored his world conformity. Oh, that our children would reflect Jesus Christ, first seen in us, example parents, by gazing into the law of God and cleansing their ways. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest teenager of them all?
All right, thank you, Mrs. Waite. If you'd like this entire From the Tent Door column, write us for it. Ask for Mirror on the Wall, Bible for Today, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. And now, from our readers.
From Oregon.
I'm thankful for a person like Reverend D.A. Waite, who has put forth the effort to put together this material for us, who yet believe the Bible to be the Word of God and worth defending.
From Minnesota.
Sorry my subscription lapsed. Please renew it for another year, as I get a great deal of information out of your fine paper. Thanks for reminder. Now, by the way, if your subscription has expired, renew it now. And if you haven't yet had a subscription here in regard to the Bible for Today news report, write us and send us a gift of a dollar and say, here's my dollar. Send me the Bible for Today news report, and we'd be glad to send it to you monthly for 1 year.
Why don't you explain what size our news report is?
All right, our news report is 8 pages in length altogether, 8.5 by 11 inch size, regular standard letter size, and we have it in different colors, each month a new colored ink, and we trust that you will like it. It has various features like what we have in the Bible for Today news report of the air. The Bible, personal dedication on the front page, a poem always on page 8, for today, a whole page of that, From the Tent Door, from our readers, and then the order blanks for the Bible, and then for today, biblical defense, and finally, some special feature on the last page.
How many on our mailing list?
We have almost 7,000 now, not quite, 6,500 I guess it is about now, on our mailing list for all over the United States of America. So we want them to write us and get on our mailing list and be a recipient of the Bible for today. And we want them to write us.
Right. We'd like to send you a free sample copy of our BFT news report. People tell us that they sit right down and they read it cover to cover, and it's that small that you can read it. And yet you find very many interesting things that you might not find someplace else.
And now, the order blank, the Bible. Here's a couple items maybe you'd like to get us. Write for gift offer number 341. For 10 copies, a gift of a dollar, send a gift of a dollar for gift offer 341 for 10 copies of Infant Baptism, Its History and Harm by the late Dr. William Pettengill. Good historical and scriptural treatise for immersionism. We are a Baptist group. our Bible for Today News report of the air. And so if you're interested in infant baptism, it's History and Harm. Write us for number 341. And then maybe you'd like to have gift offer number 342. Send us a gift of $1 for 10 copies of The Charismatic Movement by Ronald Branson. 6-page tract size, an exposure of the false doctrines of the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship. This is a very controversial type of tract because the charismatic movement is riding high, wide, and handsome today. But if you'd like to see the other side of the fence, write us for number 342, The Charismatic Movement by Ronald Branson. And now, biblical defense. Last time we were talking about the defense of the majority Greek text by John Burgon and against the Westcott and Hort text of Westcott and Hort and the Revised Version and Revised Standard Version and so on. We'd like to take it up again. Let me read from Al Martin's book, very fine thesis. We were talking about the Authorized Version was not merely going to be revised in the English Revised Version, but it was going to be changed, and the Greek text was going to be changed as well. In this way, they are very little different from our modern revisers of the King James Version, who on the surface, appearing to modernize the English of the King James and updating the terminology, when in point of fact, they too, like the Westcotts and the Horts before them, are, in addition, revising the Greek text on which the KJV is based, changing it in about 5,788 places, as Scrivener has pointed out. It is for this reason, as well as in the accuracy of the translation process from Greek to English itself, that we cannot recommend fully a single translation in the English language other than the King James Version itself. Did you get that? Most of our English translation friends is based upon the Westcott and Hort version of the Greek, which changes the King James Version from the Greek in about 5,788 places. Well, that's all the time we have for biblical defense. If you'd like articles on biblical defense, subscribe to our news report. We'd be glad to see that you get this entire context in which we've been speaking. And now, gospel declaration. Would you turn, please, now in your Bible to Romans chapter 4 and verse 5, a verse that Paul wrote to the Christians at Rome. He says, "But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." Did you get that? My friend, maybe you're outside of Christ. You're listening to this program this morning. You don't know Jesus, your Savior. You're lost. You're unsaved. Maybe you're a nominal Christian, quote unquote. Maybe you belong to a denomination that doesn't believe the Bible, that doesn't believe that Jesus is the only Savior. But God says in Romans chapter 4 and verse 5, if you don't believe it, read it with us. "But to him that worketh not," salvation is not of works, not by what we do. "Him that worketh not, but believeth, but trusts, but depends, but leans upon in faith on him that justifieth the ungodly." God justifies ungodly people. Do you know that? He declares as absolutely righteous ungodly people. Then God says his faith is counted for righteousness. This clearly teaches a person's salvation isn't dependent on his good works. It's available to the one that works not. It's, on the other hand, a person's faith which can be counted in the sight of God just the same as though it was righteous. The object of this faith, however, must be the proper object. You can't just have faith in anything. It must be placed in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one that justifies the ungodly. The word justify means to declare as absolutely righteous. This is what Jesus can do for you. Would you trust him this morning? Would you receive him and accept him as your Savior? And then write to us and tell us that you did that, would you? Well, the time has come to say goodbye for today. Tune in again next Tuesday, 8:30, to the Bible for Today News Report of the Air. And remember, for your free copy of our catalog, news report, and Why the Bible for Today, write us, Bible for Today, Collingswood, New Jersey. Until next time, we remind you of God's great love story, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world," that includes you, my friend, "that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Won't you receive Christ as your Savior now? Good morning. We now present the Bible for Today News Report of the Air, heard every Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 8:30 over this same station, sponsored by the Bible for Today, with offices at 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. Your speakers, Dr. and Mrs. D.A. Waite of the Bible for Today staff. We believe Hebrews 4:12, which states, "The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." We invite you to join us every Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 8:30 as we seek to use the Word of God, the Bible, and apply first-century Christianity to the problems of today. For your free copy of our catalog of materials, and also Why the Bible for Today, and a Bible for Today news report, which we have monthly, write a card or letter, Bible for Today, Collingswood, New Jersey. And now, our poem. What's the title, Mrs. Waite?
The Cost.
Little did I know the day I gave to him my all, the cost of such surrender, or the meaning of his call.
My plans, my thoughts, my talents, and my children did I bring, and I laid them on the altar for my Lord and Heavenly King.
He accepted them from me, for I gladly placed them there. Then he began to use me and the children that I bear.
Ah, not in place of honor or high favor or acclaim, but he gently made us lowly, thus to magnify his name.
No foreign shores of glamour, no fame and public place. He used us in our weakness while clinging to his grace.
How lightly some do answer when he asks them for their all. How little do they reckon on the cost of such a call.
By Gertrude G. Sanborn, if you'd like a copy, The Cost. Write us, Bible for Today, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. And now, the Bible, personal dedication. Would you turn again in your Bibles, please, with us to John chapter 20 and verse 28. John 20, 28. The Lord Jesus Christ transformed a former doubter into a dedicated servant who bowed in submission to himself. He called him my Lord and my God. John 20, 28, the last part says, my Lord and my God. His name was Thomas. We're accustomed to calling him Doubting Thomas. It's true he doubted the other disciples, and he doubted that they'd seen really the bodily resurrected Savior. But it's true also he doubted that it was even possible for Jesus to conquer death. Thomas doubted that he had a resurrected body, as he had promised. But you know, Thomas is just like a lot of us. Do you agree? When can we look back and say that we never had any doubts at all? Perhaps about the absolute lordship of our Savior in every area of our life. May be that we doubted his power as to his deity, or to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to Ephesians 3:20. But we changed our minds about a lot of things. What does it mean to say to Jesus, my Lord? Thomas, after seeing him raised bodily from the grave, said, my Lord and my God. What does it mean to say my Lord? It means he's my master. He's my boss. He's my commander. That means he's my head. He's my ruler. He's my superior. He's my creator. It means I don't question his orders. I don't doubt his word. I don't take my time in obeying his will. I say yes right now. I don't question his judgment. I don't argue about what he wants me to do. I'm not ashamed to do what he wants me to do. I'm his slave. I'm his servant. I love him. I want to serve him. I want to please him. Have you ever said with meaning to the Lord Jesus Christ, my Lord? Maybe you don't know Christ as your Savior this morning. You've got to trust him and believe he died for your sins. But if you have trusted him, if you have believed he died for you, my friend, I hope that you have said, my Lord, my Master, I'll do what you want me to do and mean it. Then go out and do it. And now, for today.
Current comments. For concerned Christians, school violence costs as much as textbooks.
According to a recent Senate subcommittee report, vandalism and violence in schools cost as much as textbooks, some $500 million annually. Did you get that? $500 million for vandalism and violence in schools as much as textbooks. School-associated rape, robberies, and assaults are all up substantially in the period between 1970 and 1973. In fact, fewer American military personnel died in Vietnam during the first 3 years of our direct involvement there than were killed on American school property between 1970 and 1973. That's quite shocking, is it not? And now, from the tent door.
In everything. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." In everything give thanks? The words blur. My eyes haze. What riddle am I reading? The will of God concerning me? To thank Him for this tangled web of despair, of doubt, and desolation? That goblin groping at my heart? Be thankful? In everything? That everything, wrecked and warped, lying at the bottom of life's sea, forever gone from my life, forever missing to my touch. That everything stalking my being, eating my body, blanketing it with pain, digging my grave. Be thankful? That child, my child, willful, walking away from home, laughing his way to hell, ripping my heart, the unreality of it all. Be thankful in that? A lost job, a sudden termination, years of faithful service to an ungrateful company, cut off. No explanation, no recourse. Be thankful? Now?
And now, from our readers.
From British Columbia, Canada.
Thank you for your service in upholding the truth and exposing error.
From Pennsylvania, a pastor.
I'm thankful that the Lord has called Dr. Waite to the vital ministry of warning and informing the believers who stand fast on God's word and seek biblical separation. His ministry has been of great help to this pastor. Well, we appreciate these letters from our readers. Would you be one of our letter writers today? Write today. Bible for Today, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. Mrs. Waite, what are we going to send them if they write us?
Well, I think many people would be interested in information on the food supplement that we here have at the Bible for Today. It's a food supplement, apricot seeds, that many people are using. And I think they'd like to have information concerning prices and poundage, etc.
If you'd like to have us to send you some information on apricot kernels or apricot seeds, which contain vitamin B17 or Laetril, please write us, Bible for Today, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. We'd be very happy to give you the particulars and the information today.
A few days ago, Dr. Richardson and Dr. Krebs were on the Tomorrow Show. I understand. I didn't stay up that late. And we have had quite a few inquiries since that taping. And we think that some of you would like to know about it.
Okay, so please write us information on apricot kernels or vitamin B17, Laetril, which has been used as a dietary supplement to help those who are suffering, sometimes even from cancer. All right, now, the Bible for Today order blank for today. Here are two items you might like to get from us. For a gift of $2, ask for gift offer number 334, The New Evangelicalism, The Deadliest Ism of All, by Pastor Roland C. Starr. It's 54 pages, and it's a good critical analysis of the compromising New Evangelicalism by a pastor. Get that, order number 334, or you might like gift offer number 335. For a gift of $1, ask for 5 copies of The Mini Amendment with Maxi Consequences. It's an anti-equal rights amendment article by Bennett Jones, Mrs. Bob Jones III, reprinted from Faith for the Family. It gives sound reasons for opposing ERA. We cannot recommend that high enough. In fact, if you'd like a free copy of that, write us for The Mini Amendment with Maxi Consequences. Just drop a line, The Bible for Today, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. And now, biblical defense. Last time we were talking about the Greek text that underlies the King James Version. We were talking about the King James translation as being probably the most accurate translation as any other translation available. In fact, we said that other translations change the Greek Testament as it follows Westcott and Hort and the other manuscripts that Westcott and Hort use. It changes the Greek about 5,788 different places. However, the Greek text that underlies the King James Version does not change the Greek text in that amount, but keeps it the same as our authorized King James Version. The King James 2, that's a new translation that's come out, is based on the majority Greek text, which we think is the most accurate Greek text, for which we're grateful, but its accuracy and smooth flow in spots leaves much to be desired. Why, if we believe the majority Greek text is the closest to the original Greek text, should we be satisfied with English New Testaments, which are not translated from that Greek text? No matter how splendid they might be in a few cases, in the accuracy of their translation. We should be consistent in this matter. The genuineness both of the last 12 verses of Mark and the first part of John 8 are important issues today. You know, this is very important that we have proper translation. So much for biblical defense. If you're interested in this material, we have many versions, papers and pamphlets, many books on translations. In fact, if you'd like to have information on our book on the Today's English Version, a little booklet on that, or maybe the paraphrased version of the Bible, our analysis, printed by the Bible for Today publishers, please write to us for information. It's a cost of $6 for one, or two for $10. A paraphrased version of the Bible, 344 large pages, explaining why we think the Living Bible is something that should be exposed as inaccurate, adding to the Word of God and taking away from it. And now, the Bible Gospel Declaration. Would you turn, please, with us to Acts chapter 16, verses 30 and 31? Acts chapter 16. Paul and Silas carried out the Great Commission to a jailkeeper in Philippi. They were in jail. The city of Philippi was where they were, right there in Greece. And this jailer asked them a question. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? He had just beat them. He just put them into the inner prison. He had just really tortured them, as it were, by those lashes on their backs. Put them in stocks. Made them uncomfortable so they could not either sit or stand. And this jailer, when the Paul and Silas, the believers in Christ, sang praises to God at midnight, and God performed a great miracle and opened up the doors and miraculously made it possible for the prisoners to escape, but they didn't escape. And Paul said, we're all here. Do yourself no harm. He was going to kill himself. Then he asked the question, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Acts 16:30. The answer to that question came quickly. Without any mincing of words, Paul said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Paul and Silas didn't say, you need to make a commitment. He didn't say, you need to renew your confirmation vows. He didn't say, you need a confrontation with Christ. He didn't say, you need a renewal. Note the following. The means of salvation was by personal faith. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The object of that faith was to be Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that suffered and died for your sin. The result of this faith was that the jailkeeper could be saved, saved from eternity, for eternity, saved in heaven, saved from hell, which burns with the fire of the lake of fire, saved from doubts and fears, from a Christless eternity, saved and safe in the arms of Jesus. Are you saved, my friend? Oh, trust Jesus, won't you right now? Time's come to say goodbye. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:30 in the morning. Bible for Today, News Report of the Air. Ask for a free copy of our catalog and our news report, and write us, Bible for Today, Collingswood, New Jersey. Till next time, remember, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Won't you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior now?